Our discussion is regarding a tawheed from the perspective of the Quran. The verse that we'll discuss today is the very famous verse known as Ayatul Kursi. The next sentence of the ayah is saying, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum. Allah, the Exalted, is Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum. What do these two words mean? These two beautiful names of our Creator. What do they mean? Al-Hayy is the one who is truly living. And Al-Qayyum is the one who's subsisting and existing while everything else is dependent upon him for existence and subsistence. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Slumber does not overcome him. And just so we understand why a sentence like that may be mentioned, remember, dear brothers and sisters, the Quran is here to guide human beings, and therefore it's explaining to us these elevated concepts in ways that we understand, in a language that we can easily understand. So we know that we sleep. We know that no matter how powerful a human being may be, even if he have the riches of the entire world and the entire world be under his kingdom, he will still enter a state of heedlessness at some point, right? But Allah is not like that. Allah the Exalted is always conscious. Allah the Exalted is always aware. You know? Never enters a state of heedlessness. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs whatever is in existence. Everything is Allah's. Nothing belongs to other than Allah. Everything is owned by Allah the Exalted. Why? Because He is the one giving existence to everything. How can the one who gives existence to something not be the owner of the thing He is giving existence to? By the way, it's not bad for us to mention this as well. When we say He, the Quran mentions Huwa, which means He. When it comes to Allah the Exalted, we need to realize that language is limited. And sometimes language is unable to convey a concept in its exact form. Why is Allah referred to as He? It is not because Allah has a gender. Allah does not have a gender. Allah is the creator of gender. Allah is the creator of all things. So sometimes there are limitations of language that because someone wants to explain that concept, he has to or she has to use language. And language has certain parameters and rules, and we have to function within those for other people to understand what we are saying. But we need to realize that the introduction to Allah in the Quran, the way that the Quran introduces our Creator to us, if you put all the verses together, you understand very clearly nothing is like Him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. The Quran clearly mentions nothing is like Him at all. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. Nothing is like Him. Therefore, Allah the Exalted is beyond gender, and even though we do refer to Him as He because of the limitation of language, it does not mean that Allah has a gender. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is it that can intercede with Allah except with His permission? This is a very, very important part of the puzzle of Tawheed, which we often get wrong, brothers and sisters. We sometimes think that it's possible that Allah be displeased with us, but one of the chosen servants of Allah be pleased with us. Be that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, be that Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam, be that Aba Abdullah al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, or any of the prophets or chosen servants of Allah who He chose to guide us by means of them. We sometimes think it's possible that this person, I'm going to, you know, do some good actions in the name of this person to make them happy. And therefore, even though I've disobeyed Allah, because this person is happy with me and Allah likes this person, so I'm sorted. This person will speak to Allah and Allah will be fine. He'll be like, okay, because I like you, I'm going to let this person go. We've made Allah, we've imagined Allah to be like some of the very unethical human beings that we see in certain societies. You know, in many places in the world, and in some places it's overt, in other places it's not so overt, but it's still there. in many places, if you know a politician, if you know someone, if you know someone famous, if you know someone with influence, you are above the law. Is that how we imagined Allah to be? Is that our conception about our Lord and His beloved servants? Never. It's impossible, brothers and sisters, that Allah be displeased with you, but one of His chosen servants be pleased. It's impossible. If Allah is displeased, if this individual who you revere and honor is truly a chosen one of Allah, he is also displeased with you. She is also displeased with you. You know, it's impossible that the Lord of existence be displeased with a person, but a righteous servant of that Lord be pleased, because then he falls from righteousness. So, no one can intercede with Allah except after He gives permission. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah knows what is before human beings and after them. He knows our past, present, future. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ. But His servants, we human beings, we cannot comprehend anything of His knowledge except what He wishes. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And Allah is the exalted one, the magnificent one. What has this verse done? Imam Khamenei presents such a beautiful point about this magnificent verse of the Quran, which may not have entered our minds until now. For me, it was the first time I thought of this verse from this perspective. And he says that this verse, known as Ayatul Kursi, the verse of the throne, it divides existence into two. On one hand, you have Allah, the existence. On one hand, you have Allah, the exalted, the Lord of all existence. And on the other hand, you have everything other than Allah. These are two distinct categories. Allah is the one who owns all these attributes, and other than Him do not have these attributes. Yes, we're not saying that we are not alive, but even our being alive is dependent on Allah. Right? Even the attributes that we have, our existence, our life, our knowledge, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, it's His, not ours. So therefore, Allah is on one side of the equation. Everything other than Allah, without any exception, is on the other side of the equation. These are two distinct categories. They are separate. This is Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.
Wherever you are.